Hello and welcome to Hopscotch. I'm Jim.
I'm Bill.
Been a long time, Bill.
It has been a long time.
Yeah, we had an extended break, didn't we?
A little bit.
Unplanned. It just kind of worked out there.
Well, life gets busy in the springtime, Jim.
It's funny. We've made it through the polar vortex.
Yes.
And managed to get a couple of podcasts in after your surgery. And then, yes, it seems like the weather broke and so did our time.
Yes, and you know we've been busy, and
yeah.
You know you keep yourself overemployed, and I have a couple of children that keep me spinning in many directions.
Look, it's a special occasion today.
You know what it is, Jim? It's a very special occasion. In fact, it's May, and May is Whiskey Month.
Which I did not know until this evening.
I did not either until I saw this article on the internet saying, "How are you celebrating Whiskey Day?"
Whiskey Day.
May 17th is Whiskey Day.
Which is actually tomorrow.
Tomorrow. We're recording this on a Friday evening. So in honor of Whiskey Day and Whiskey Month, we thought it best we at least get one podcast in this month.
Yeah.
I'm hoping we could do two.
Well, we should be able to get another one. Yes.
We'll see where we are with this one. And in this one, we have a interesting scotch.
Now, you picked this one up actually about a month ago, around the time of my birthday. And it did look interesting.
I think it still looks interesting. I pick up the box. There's a nice little medallion on the corner of the box.
Right.
It says, Jim Murray's Whiskey Bible, Best Single Malt Scotch in the 10 Years and Under category.
Uh-huh.
So this is the Glen Grant Single Malt 10-Year Scotch. So I'm popping this box open.
Where's this from?
This is a Speyside.
It is a Speyside. Okay, so
this
is
Speyside.
One of our regions that we enjoy.
It's one of our regions that we enjoy. Oh, it's in a dark bottle. So I like the way that looks.
So do I.
Wow, I might get one of these just to keep on top of the, on the top shelf.
Top shelf.
Yeah, just for the look of it.
That's for some reason, I thought this was going to be a light one, a pale one.
Well, it could be a light pale inside that bottle, but it's got a nice amber, darkish, almost olive greenish color to it. You know, do you see that?
Right.
It's not like a beer bottle green, but it's
not quite.
But this is a, like I said, it's a 10-year scotch. From what I've read, it's very similar to our liking. It's a very classic looking bottle.
Yeah.
You know, this is what you see from the old West style.
Yes.
You know, pull the cork out and pour it across five bottles on the bar top.
Yeah.
But I mean, I like this. I like this a lot. It's a nice looking bottle. Let's hope we get as good a tasting experience as we do just from the visual.
Absolutely.
So, shall I pop her open?
Yes, please.
Small cork, light pop.
Uh-huh.
But would you care to try?
Is it a floral?
Yeah, it's almost a little bit flowery, in fact.
A little fruity, perhaps?
A little bit fruity.
Or is that the soap on my hands?
Oh,
you have the cherry Merlot.
Yeah, it's the blackberry Merlot in the bathroom.
Maybe
that's
what I'm smelling.
No, but this is a very... No, you're right, though. It's. I would almost say... I don't want to say this because this flavor doesn't belong anywhere in scotch.
Hmm.
Banana. Wow.
I'm not there yet, but...
It's fruity. It's a soft fruit, though. It's
yeah.
not a... You know, it's not... To me, it's not an overpowering heavy-duty berry scent. But it's a light and sweet smell.
It's sweet, that's for sure.
It's definitely sweet.
So far, I like it. I mean, looking at the color.
It's a little bit lighter
it
than
is
some.
A bit lighter.
It's not terribly light.
There's definitely a hint of fruit here. I don't know if it's banana, but yes, there's some.
All it says on the bottle is rich, fruity, and nutty finish.
It does say fruit.
It does say fruity.
I see. So I'm glad I didn't read that before we opened it.
No, I just read it now. But let's take a look here. Rich golden barley color with a balanced medium dry bouquet. I would say that's true. I would say it's not so... I would say it's a little bit on the sweet side as opposed to the dry side.
Yeah.
At least the scent.
The scent.
We haven't tasted it yet, but...
Perhaps there's no time like the present then.
I believe we need to do that, yes.
To taste it.
Shall we?
It's light.
It is light. Wow, it's very light.
There's not much of a finish to it.
It when you first sip it and you first bring it down, you feel like there's something coming on, but it never gets there.
It never really happens.
It's like...
I feel it more on my tongue than I do anywhere else.
I'm going to put it this way. It starts to finish, but it doesn't finish. Because you know the feeling when you like when you buy a really nasty bottle of like Old Granddad or Wild Turkey or something, and you take a shot of that, and you know that initial flame that starts choking up from the edge of your throat and just burns all the way down and back up again. You get that first initial little twinge, but that's it. I'm gonna have to try this again because that was very curious, curious finish there.
I'm getting a sense of, like, a creaminess.
Yeah.
Like a vanilla.
I was going to say, kind of vanilla.
Yeah.
Kind of vanilla with a little iodine-y
yeah.
a touch. It's a little more iodine and a little softer flavor.
So yes, it's very soft.
I think it's about more of the soft flavor than the high iodine, to be honest with
right.
you.
Right.
This is, wow, this is an interesting bottle.
It is.
I'm going to, like... put a drop of water in this.
I'm looking forward to that myself because it doesn't seem terribly complex.
Actually, you put the water in, it tempers the fruit scent a little bit more.
Brings a bit of the iodine out.
Yeah, it does. I was just going to say, it takes the iodine. It actually, when you take that same sniff you had before, it brings it up to the top of your nose instead of the front of your nose.
Right.
So it's an interesting move there with the water.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh. Wow.
More of a finish. More heat. More...
fuller flavor.
Yeah.
Wow, I like that.
Creamy on the tongue, and boy, it gets you in the throat. I mean, it's not harsh. It's still very gentle.
No, but it's I mean...
But that really changed it.
It's a night and day difference between a straight-up sip of this whiskey and a little bit of water opens this sucker up a ton. That's fabulous.
It really did.
Yeah, I mean, that's the difference between dry toast and butter.
I think I like it better with a drop of water in it.
Oh, a lot better.
It was just a little too tame before.
Yeah, this is not bad at all. It's not as sweet as we normally drink.
No.
It's got a slightly...
It smells sweeter than it tastes.
It smells a lot sweeter than it tastes. You know, when you
you
get a nice, soft, floral scent, you need, it's not that it's a harsh taste.
No.
But it's a drier, more direct taste. It's
not, dry is a good description.
Yeah. It's a pretty nice scotch.
Boy, a drop of water really...
Well, that's what I hear a lot, is that a drop of water really brings out the different flavors and changes.
So far,
especially
though...
Your single malts and your mature scotches.
So far,
the ones
that we've been reviewing, I think every one of them I've liked chilled better than with the water.
I will say that's probably true.
Maybe that's my penchant for chilled drink anyway, but...
Keep in mind, we're Americans. We kill everything with ice over here.
Right. Well, that's the best thing about the Stones, the Whiskey Stones is...
I love the Whiskey Stones. I've seen a lot of different mixed reviews on Whiskey Stones. Some people think it's not as good as putting ice in something because it doesn't make it as cold. I don't like it to be freezing because you've got to still taste the whiskey.
Yeah.
And I like the Whiskey Stones make it so... It doesn't frost your glass... But you can definitely feel the difference in your hand, and it eases it down when you're drinking it. So I think what I'm going to do is finish this off, and we'll try a few Stones in our next go-around.
I think I'm right behind you. So we really didn't talk a lot about what we've been up to lately. We have baseball starting pretty soon.
We certainly do.
In fact, we just had orientation.
So we signed our waivers, signed up for whatever extras, and got the ground rules in order, and away we went. But, you know, I'm looking forward to another year. This is going to be a tough year for me. I have an insane summer schedule, and I have no clearance to play from my physician.
But you seem to be coming along wonderfully. I imagine you'll get clearance pretty soon.
I feel good, and I fully expect to be able to play. Here's the thing. Our first game is 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And that weekend, I may be able to play. And now, of course, that doesn't preclude me having a children's event interfere with me being able to play.
Right.
Which, as you know me, I'm doing that first.
Absolutely. It's about the kids.
But, I've already signed up to umpire the opening day doubleheader.
Mm-hmm.
But regardless, it's about having fun this year, Jim.
Yeah.
You know, full teams, not full teams. I'm going out. I'm going to play ball. I'm going to throw the ball around and have some fun.
Yeah.
I'm going to drag my eldest son out and make him run the scoreboard, put him in a Knickerbocker uniform, throw the ball around with him, and at least we'll look good together.
Absolutely. I'm looking forward to seeing him in a uniform.
I am, too. I would love to play with him, but I don't think they'd let him play this year.
He's what now?
14.
14. I think it's 16, isn't it?
I'm pretty sure it is.
Yeah. Well, we have to keep it together.
A couple more years.
He'll be there. I think he wants to play, too.
You're staying in this game as long as I am.
I'm going to stay until they carry me off the field.
I'm telling you. I tell you what, you know, when it comes down to it, you and I have no business being on a ball field. We're not hardball players.
We're not, but this is a different.
This is something that's very different, exactly.
Our major contributions are off the field anyway.
I love going out there. It's it's a fabulous museum. It's a great place to be. And when you go out there, it's like you go back to when, you know, there were no cell phones. There's no work calls.
Everything just goes
life
away.
Slows down out there. It's fabulous, you know.
You really do go back to the 19th century.
Exactly.
I've always loved that.
That's one of the reasons I love going out there still. It's a lot of fun, you know, and it definitely takes you back to being a kid.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in more ways than one. So I thank you for inviting me and recruiting me all those many years ago. I especially really like the guys with their kids playing.
Mm.
You know, there's almost three generations of...
On that one team.
One team.
The Rochesters.
You know, and
yeah.
It's like fabulous to see.
Yeah.
It's still great to watch, though. You know, it's a good... like I said, it's still a good program. It's still a lot of fun. Some of the extra work on the side gets a little bit... You know, tiring at times, but
it does.
It's worth it. It's fun. I have a great time.
You really realize it's worth it when you're out there playing,
yeah.
Or when the tournament in August
the tournament
comes together, and it always comes together.
And the teams that come in from all around,
and they're very appreciative,
and they love coming
they
here.
Love.
And it's great to see, and it's a great place to be. All I know is I captained our team to a championship game in the
tournament. Proud of you
last
too,
year.
Man. Proud of
there
that.
There was not a lot of. That was probably the best performance by one of our worst teams in the tournament. I mean, we've had bad teams that just got slapped around.
Yeah.
But to have this team that we like kind of kept together by tack and glue, pull our way through the tournament and get soundly beaten by a team 10 times better than we are.
And we will, definitely, now that they've started brewing the Fat Ox Ale. And perhaps we'll do an Intrepid Ale. Maybe we'll do a twofer podcast.
We'll do a twofer with, maybe a little baseball highlights mixed in.
Yeah. Well, our scotch has been on these whiskey stones for quite a while now. Yes, you and I have sipped it a little bit here and there. It seems to have brought out more of the vanilla, more of the creamy.
Yes.
When you chill it. But this is the first for me. I like it better with the water.
I was just going to say the same thing. I think the water is the winner with this particular scotch. It's a good scotch. I love the bottle.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not saying that the bottle is the best part of the scotch. It's not a bad scotch.
It's not my favorite, but it's not a bad scotch.
It's a good tasting scotch.
Yeah. How much was this one?
In the lower 40s. Yeah. It wasn't too expensive. It's a 10-year-old scotch, so you know I could have paid $80 for it.
Yeah.
I would not be ashamed to give this as a gift or bring it to an occasion.
And I concur.
Anyways, Jim... I think we,
Yeah, I think we really reviewed this one pretty thoroughly. It's not a complicated scotch at all.
It's not a complicated scotch. It's got very subtle tastes.
Mm-hmm.
Very quiet finish.
Very quiet.
It's got a lovely scent. It's a beautiful bottle.
Yeah.
But especially with it coming in with the little award tag on it, I think it came up a little short for what I expected from it.
My personal taste, well, we It's pretty well established. The Scapa was really good.
Oh, yeah.
Something like that, or really any of the scotches we've reviewed so far.
Most of them have come up pretty well.
They've come up real well.
And this one is... I mean,
this one isn't as complicated. It's just
not as complicated. It's got a slightly drier taste and a very soft finish.
But the water did make it...
Much better.
Much better.
Absolutely. But it's still a good scotch. It's
yes,
quality
it
scotch. We haven't really drank a bad bottle of whiskey.
No, we haven't.
So.
All right, my friend.
As always, I'm Bill.
And I'm Jim.
And this is Hopscotch.
Thank you for listening.